Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 30th, 2017. More than 1,400 double and single-decker buses are in daily service for the BVG, which together drive nearly 100 million kilometers through Berlin every year. In addition, there are 22 tram lines operating on a network of almost 200 kilometers. In 2016, police registered 3,373 accidents involving buses or trams, resulting in 663 people lightly injured, 86 severely injured, and 2 fatalities. In 2014, there were only 2,730 accidents registered by police, representing an increase of more than 20% over 2 years. BVG spokeswoman Petra Rietz explained to the Berliner Zeitung that the figures are skyrocketing due to an ever-increasing network of routes and correspondingly more journeys, and that the number of accidents increase in proportion to the expansion of their route network. Berliner Zeitung spoke with a driver under a guise of anonymity, who reports that there are additional reasons for the average of 10 crashes per day. The driver explained that many of his or her colleagues simply cannot cope with the shift system and are therefore tired on duty, adding that the increasing age of drivers, as well as drivers being unfamiliar with alternative routes due to the high level of construction in the city, is also a contributing factor. In fact, in every second collision between public transport vehicles and other road users last year, the bus driver was the cause of the accident. The paper reports that the high age of some drivers cannot be proven by accident statistics, as the age of the respective drivers is not published. Due to an acute driver shortage, however, the BVG announced at the beginning of the year that it was reactivating retired bus drivers in order to combat the driver shortage, adding that older ex-employees are regularly examined by the company doctor. Spokeswoman Rietz added that small accidents, which usually cause only minimal damage, do not necessarily have to be reported to the police if all parties involved agree. With that in mind, altogether, there were 5,237 accidents in 2016, and the trend is rising. Divers from the Berlin police have been unsuccessfully looking for Stolpersteine, or stumbling stones, in the Neukölln district of Britz since yesterday morning. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, in the past few weeks, a total of 20 of these brass plates were stolen in the area. A police spokesperson has reported that while there is no concrete evidence, it could not be ruled out that the perpetrators, suspected to be right-wing radicals, threw the stolen memorial markers into the Fenful, the 8,000-square-meter pond next to the Hufeisensiedlung housing estate. The divers searched the lake for 2 hours. The Stolpersteine are a project by the artist Günter Demnig, commemorating victims of National Socialism between 1933 and 1945. The stones themselves are small brass plates engraved with the name and destiny of the person to be remembered and embedded in the pavement in over 610 places in Germany, as well as in Austria, Hungary, the Netherlands, Belgium, Czech Republic, Norway, and the Ukraine. A street musician was sentenced to almost 4 years imprisonment yesterday for raping a 15-year-old tourist in Friedrichshain in 2014. First, the 37-year-old lured the then 15-year-old Austrian girl into an empty house to smoke a joint, and then proceeded to assault and rape her. The girl has been suffering from severe psychological damage since then. The man has denied the allegations. The red-red-green local government has released its budget plan, and in the next couple of years it wants to spend almost 500 million euro more than initially intended, most of the money being targeted to improve the life of Berlin's citizens. 6,000 elementary school teachers will receive a pay raise. In general, the government wants to make education, from the Kita to the university, free, said SPD leader Raed Salah. There will be additional funding to better support the homeless and the socially disadvantaged, for example, by providing more sleeping spaces during cold nights. More money is also intended for civil service employees. There are unequal salaries paid in the Vivantes and Charité hospitals, which the coalition wants to address by providing 20 million euro. Another 20 million euro will be invested into cleaning up the city and providing 80 new public toilets. Berlin also wants to spearhead the transformation to electric mobility. 30 electrical buses will be purchased. The only bad news is for car drivers, as 30 new speed cameras will be installed in accident hotspots. The coalition is satisfied with the draft, and SPD leader Sala said that the new budget will give the coalition a memorable profile. Die Linke and Green Party are also positive, but said that it is important that the new plan is executed well. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.